Welcome to Gospel Truth with Andrew Womack, a teaching ministry emphasizing God's unconditional love and grace. This special live teaching titled, How to Follow God's Will, was recorded at our 2010 Atlanta Gospel Truth Seminar. And now, here's Andrew.
And you know what? Here's my point in saying all of this. I actually told people in 2008 and 2009, and they were asking me about, what do you believe God wants you to do? And I said, well, here's my dream list. Here's what I would love to have is enough acreage that we could have a conference center and accommodate the ministry and the school and do everything. And they said, so is that God? And I said, you know, if it was anybody else, and for 40 years you had been praying and say, God, take this desire away if it isn't you, and it just persisted and got stronger, if it was anybody but me, I'd say, that's God. But I said, you know, it's just such a huge step for me. I just am not prepared to say that God is God. But I said, if you had to press me, I'd say, that must be God leading me to do it. And for 40 years, I've had this dream in my heart. And I'm in a position right now to where all of this is coming to pass. We've bought this property. We're in the process of developing it and doing this. And we're going to raise up. I believe that God is eventually going to have over 2,500 people in our Bible college. And these students will go around the world just like the Forgestons that are in India. We've got people in Uganda, South Africa, the UK, Ireland, Belize. Where else? Thailand. We got people all over the world. They're changing people's lives. And I really believe that God is just doing something awesome. And you know what? 40-something years ago, God put this desire in my heart before I knew any of the details. And I'm in a position right now where I'm seeing a desire that I've had for four decades come to pass. And it turned out it was God. Four decades ago. There are some of you that have dreams in your heart, and you know what? You've just let life beat it out of you. You put it on the shelf and thought, well, that's not me. You know, Moses had a dream in his heart, and it took 40 years before he even began to see it come to pass. There are some of you that, you know, if you are just getting up and trudging through life, and if it's a drag, if your job is a drain on you, if you aren't energized, if you aren't excited to go to work feeling like, man, I'm making a difference, I believe you've missed God. Your life should be exciting. Serving God is not boring. If you're bored, you have not found God's will for your life. Following God's will is like riding a roller coaster. And I can guarantee you there's going to be excitement at every curve. There is going to be a challenge. And if you aren't challenged, if you aren't stretched, if you aren't excited about the future, you've missed God. God didn't make any of us to just occupy space. And again, that doesn't mean every one of you is supposed to be out reaching millions of people, but every one of you should be so excited. You know, I had a Bible study in Lamar, Colorado, and there were seven ladies who were sisters, and they just, I mean, they got fanatical about God. One of them had a little one-year-old baby that pulled over a motorcycle, one of those 1,100-something motorcycles, and it landed on top of this one-year-old baby and flattened its skull. Just flat. The lady got up and pushed the head back into the normal shape and prayed over it and commanded it to live, and baby came back to life, and today is probably graduating from high school. I don't know. And the same lady, she had other sisters. Their mother died. And they called all seven of the sisters together. And they went over and prayed over and raised her from the dead. And she got up and walked 2 miles into town, bought groceries, and came back. You know what? These ladies aren't necessarily on television. They aren't preachers. But they're just walking in the supernatural power of God. And Lamar, Colorado knows that they're there. And there's been people born again. And they're making a difference. Their life counts. And they get to minister to people every single day. God doesn't want everybody in the ministry as such, but He does want everybody in the ministry as such. He does want every one of you to be living a life that is so exciting that, man, you're just excited about what is God going to do with us today. your life ought to be counting. You ought to be a part of a church where you could be involved and be a part of something bigger than yourself. The American dream is not God's dream. God wants you to be impacting people. I've read about many people, and when they die, nobody sits there on their deathbed and says, "Oh, I wished I'd have had a bigger house. Oh, I wished I'd have had nicer cars. I wished I'd have had more diamonds and jewels." Every person, if you have regrets at the end of your life, it's about, "I wished I could have impacted people more. I wished I could have touched more people." It's all people that you think about. God is in the people business. God wants you, every one of you, have a purpose, and it's somehow or another going to relate to changing people. You know, David Hardesty down here had a friend who was a garbage collector, and he believed beyond any shadow of a doubt that God had led him into the garbage collecting business. He says, "Somebody's got to collect the garbage. It would be unhealthy if you didn't." And this guy collected the garbage, and man, he would straighten up everybody's garbage can and always put it in a nice deal instead of just throw it around and break something and throw trash around. And he would minister to people, and he used collecting garbage to witness to people, and he was so fulfilled every day. He got to tell somebody about the Lord. He got to show somebody the kindness of God. I'm not saying you have to be a politician. Can you be a politician and a Christian? No, that's... But I'm just saying that, you know what? Every one of us has something supernatural. God wants to make your life count. Man, your kids, your grandkids, your neighborhood kids, friends and relatives, your life ought to be exciting. You ought to be excited about the impact that God is using. If you aren't excited about your life, you are missing God's will. If you don't wake up in the morning and say, "Father, thank you for the privilege of another day." If you wake up and say, "Oh God, another day." You don't know God's will. And brothers and sisters, I just know in my heart right now that probably a majority of fanatics sitting in this room right now aren't thrilled about your life. You're doing things because situations demand it. You don't feel like you are moving in a specific direction. You're kind of like a pinball that you just pull back the lever and you launch it, and it's just boing, boing, boing. You just bounce off things. This job didn't work, and so they're going to hire you, and you're going to go over here, and you don't have any direction from God. It's just, this is the way things have worked out. I'm telling you, that's not God. God doesn't just sovereignly, automatically take you. God reveals himself to you. I could go into hundreds of examples in the Word. You will have an encounter. God will put things in your heart. God will lead you, and there's multiple ways he can do it. But to me, probably the number one way that God just shows you his will and you learn how to follow God's will is by putting God first, and then God will give you the desires of your heart. He'll put his desires in your heart. And again, I hope I'm not hurting you, but you know, sometimes you got to terrify people before you edify them. Sometimes you got to get people with a holy dissatisfaction before they'll change. And there's some of us that have just, we've acclimated to being bland, to not having a purpose, for not being excited about our life. We've accepted it. There's some people that just look around and think, "Well, everybody's as miserable as I am. Nobody has any direction for their life." Well, the sad thing is, yes, the majority of people do not have direction, but I'm telling you that God has a plan for your life. God wants to do something special with you. And you know what? If you would just put God first, truly delight yourself in the Lord with all of your heart, then God would start changing the desires of your heart. And with some of you, God may have given you desires decades ago that you have just let life force you out of doing what God called you to do. That's not right. God's got something better for you. And I believe that this weekend, one of the things that God wants to do is to teach you how to follow His will. And it can be as simple as just putting God first and then doing the things that you desire to do. Amen. You know, I have people all the time say, well, did you pray about where you should go and what you should do? You know what? Basically, I run my life this way, that I just seek the Lord with all of my heart. And then when people ask me to go places, you know what? I do what I want to do. And some people think, how carnal is that? That's spiritual. You know what? I wanted to come to Atlanta. I want to be here. I think we've had a great inroad, an opportunity here, and I'm excited about this. And I came here because I wanted to be here. I don't do things that I don't want to do. Some of you are just appalled at that because you aren't seeking God, and you got a lot of wants that you know aren't right. Amen. But I'm saying you can get into a place where you're putting God first, and you know what? You just do what you want to do because you trust that God is putting His desires in your heart. Now again, that's not for every person in this room, but for those of you who would put God first and delight yourself in the Lord, God will literally start changing the desires of your heart, and you can bank on it. You can trust it. And it'll never lead you wrong. I've given you maybe 4 or 5 examples. I could give you 100 examples at least. No exaggeration. I mean, dozens and dozens of times that this has worked in my life. I've proven it. I would recommend it. And let me just say that if you have a desire, if you know that God is first, and if you have a desire and yet you aren't following the desires of your heart, you're disobeying God. That's the way that God leads you. It's not all an audible voice.
That's all the time we have for today, but be sure and tune in again as Andrew continues to teach through his brand new series titled, How to Follow God's Will. This 5-part series was recorded at our 2010 Atlanta Gospel Truth Seminar. It's available on CD or DVD for a gift of any amount. Ask for series R1067C for CD or R3211D for DVD when you make a donation to Andrew Womack Ministries. The first CD in this album is also available for a donation of any amount. However, for those who are not able to give, Andrew and his partners will provide this single teaching free of charge. All you need to do is request RU12C titled Following the Desires of Your Heart when you write or call, and we'll be pleased to send it to you. Our address is P.O. Box 3333, Colorado Springs 80934, or call 719-635-1111. Again, that's 719-635-1111, or go to our website at any hour. You can use credit card to order any of our ministry materials online 24 hours a day at www.awmi.net. We hope to hear from you today.
I'd like to invite you to check out our Charis Bible College online. This is a brand new ministry that we just started at the first of this year. And we now have classes where you can actually get some of the benefits of actually being in a class because you have the interaction of your other students. You have monitors, facilitators that will interact with you. And you have a classroom type setting where you do have to keep pace with the class, but you can do it at any time during the day through the convenience of your home. It's a great way to get the Word of God in your heart. So we are bringing our Bible college to you. Now you have no excuse. Check it out. We have a thing on our website, awmi.net, or you can call 719-635-1111.